You are listening to Nocturnal Noise.
You're in a hurry. Look at these scars. My father was a drinker and a fiend. And one night, he goes off crazier than usual. Mommy gets the kitchen knife to defend herself. He doesn't like that. Not one bit. So, me watching, he takes the knife to her, laughing while he does it. He turns to me, and he says, "Why so serious?" He comes at me with the knife. "Why so serious?" He sticks the blade in my mouth. "Let's put a smile on that face." And why so serious?
me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men with their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men with their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. Thought it was a joke and so you laughed, you laughed. When I have said that losing you would make me flip my writ. Right? You know you laughed, I heard you laughed. You laughed, you laughed and laughed and then you left. But now you know I'm utterly mad. And they're coming to take me away, haha. They're coming to take me away, ho ho hee hee haha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men with their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, haha. They're coming to take me away, haha. They're coming to take me away, ho ho hee hee haha. To the happier home with trees and flowers and chipping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes. And they're coming to take me away, haha. Your food, I cleaned your house, and this is how you pay me back for all my kind, unselfish, loving deeds? Huh? Well, you just wait, they find you yet, and when they do, they put you in the ASPCA, you mangy mutt. They're coming to take me away, haha. They're coming to take me away, ho ho hee haha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men with their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, haha. They're coming to take me away, ha ha. They're coming to take me away, ho ho. To the happy home with trees and flowers and chipping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and don't. They're coming to take me away, ha ha. They're coming to take me away. They're coming to take me away. They're coming to take me away.
Try anything. the shades of blue. Blind boys never lie, but it's another thing. Nothing really matters behind the shades of blue. Cause in the end, you're just reborn again.
You wanna run, and nothing's gonna make you stop.
And nothing's gonna break you up.
Everybody knows we're lost
in the nighttime hunt.
We're lost boys.
We are dead until dark, but it's another thing. Nothing really matters behind the sheets of blue.
You say
you wanna live like I do, but it's another thing. Nothing really matters behind the sheets of blue. Cause in the end, we're just reborn again.
You wanna run, nothing's gonna make you stop.
Nothing's gonna break you up.
Everybody knows you're lost
in the nighttime
hunt. Lost boys. Nothing's gonna make you stop.
And nothing's gonna break you up.
Everybody knows you're lost
in the nighttime
hunt. Lost boys.
Welcome, this is another episode of Nocturnal Noise, the only goth music radio show brought to you within the host's bedroom of his parents' house. That's right, all done here from my bedroom studio. And let's see here, you were just listening to the 69 Eyes with the Lost Boys. For that, Stabbing Westward, What Do I Have to Do, Neurotic Fish, They're Coming to Take Me Away, Comedy Christ, Get Your Body Beat. The intro was from The Dark Knight, that famous line from The Joker, played by the late Heath Ledger. Some news for you. This is the second podcast, and I do have a MySpace up. It is myspace.com/nocturnal_noise. Go there and add me if you haven't already. And if you're listening to this on my MySpace, go to the iTunes store and search in podcasts for Nocturnal Noise. It should be there now. Subscribe to it. If not, just keep an eye out and I will update you on when it will be there. But it should be there, so check it out in the link. Now, back to the music. Hope you enjoy.
Longing, we'll call our ships to port. The in the dark.
Nicht jeder Abschied heißt, es gibt auch ein Wiedersehen. Immer vorwärts, Schritt um Schritt, es geht keinen Weg zurück. Was jetzt ist, wird nie mehr ungeschehen. Die Zeit läuft uns davon, was getan ist, ist getan. Was jetzt ist, wird nie mehr so. Gesagt, ein Schritt zu weit nach vorn gewagt, schon ist es vorbei. Was auch immer jetzt getan, was ich gesagt hab, ist gesagt, und was wie ewig schien, ist schon Vergangenheit. Immer vorwärts, Schritt um Schritt, es geht keinen Weg zurück. Was jetzt ist, wird nie mehr ungeschehen. Die Zeit läuft uns davon. Was getan ist, ist getan. Was jetzt ist, wird nie mehr so geschehen. Ach, und könnte ich doch nur ein einziges Mal die Uhren rückwärts drehen. Denn wie viel von dem, was ich heute weiß, hätte ich lieber nie gesehen.
Es geht keinen Weg zurück. Es geht keinen Weg zurück. Es geht keinen Weg zurück.
Daneben dreht sich nur im Kreis, so voll von weggeworfener Zeit. Deine Träume schiebst du endlos vor dir her. Du willst noch leben irgendwann, doch wenn nicht heute, wann denn dann? Denn irgendwann ist auch ein Traum zu lange her. Immer vorwärts, Schritt um Schritt, es geht keinen Weg zurück. Was jetzt ist, wird nie mehr ungeschehen. Die Zeit läuft uns davon. Was getan ist, ist getan. Was jetzt ist, wird nie mehr so. Ach, und könnte ich doch nur ein einziges Mal. Es geht kein Weg zurück. Was jetzt ist, wird nie mehr ungeschehen. Was ich heute getan, ist es getan. Was jetzt ist, nie mehr so geschehen.
This one's going out to my girlfriend Valerie. This is by a good friend of mine, Vera Mesmer, and it's called You and I.
Sie kriechen aus dieser Schacht und werden unter euer Bettzeug sehen. Nun, liebe Kinder, gebt fein Acht, ich bin die Stimme aus dem Kissen. Ich hab euch etwas mitgebracht, ein heller Schein am Firmament. Mein Herz brennt, mein Herz brennt. Sie kommen zu euch in der Nacht und stehlen eure kleinen heißen Tränen. Sie warten, bis der Mond erwacht und drücken sie in meine kalten Venen. Nun, liebe Kinder, gebt fein Acht, ich bin die Stimme aus dem Kissen. Ich singe, bis der Tag erwacht, ein heller Schein am Firmament. Mein Herz brennt, mein Herz brennt, mein Herz brennt, mein Herz brennt.
Rammstein with Mein Herz brennt. This basically translates into My Heart Burns. Before that was a pretty good friend of mine, Vera Mesmer, with You and I. Cain Zeruk by Wolfsheim. Covenant with Call the Ships to Port was before that. And opening up this set was Depeche Mode with Strangelove, off their 101 album, which is a great two-disc live album. I recommend you check it out. Let's see here. As I had said earlier in the show, I have a MySpace up, myspace.com/nocturnal_noise. You could also subscribe to this podcast via iTunes. What else? Open up this next set with Oomph with Agenoph, which actually is the inspiration for Rammstein. A lot of people don't know that. And later on in the show, I'm going to play maybe a 3 or 4 song set of a showcased artist, which is going to be the Rasmus. But here is Oomph with Agenoph.
Spiel, wieder warte ich an der Mauer. mal länger warten, denn ich weiß, was du verlangst. Eckstein, Eckstein, alles muss versteckt sein. Eckstein, Eckstein, alles muss versteckt sein.
Eins, zwei, drei, vier, fünf, sechs, sieben, acht, neun, zehn.
Augen auf, ich komme! Dann endlich habe Spielen wir Wahrheit oder Pflicht. Eckstein, Eckstein, alles muss versteckt sein. Eckstein, Eckstein, alles muss versteckt sein.
Eins, zwei, drei, vier, fünf, sechs, sieben, acht, neun, zehn.
Augen auf, ich komme.
Zeig dich nicht, versteck dich.
Augen auf, ich komme.
Versteck not afraid to be here. I want you to love me, 'cause you are the one, 'cause you are the one, 'cause you are the one. Your love is a razor blade. Sweetest is the taste of your lips. Oh, your love is
was Cradle of Filth with Amphetamine, the Jezebel Diva Fix. You are listening to Nocturnal Noise. This is Shadowed. I'm being joined by Valerie right now, my girlfriend. Say hi.
Hello.
And I'm going to finish up this set real quick. Because before Cradle of Filth was Him with Razorblade Kiss, Orgy, Blue Monday, and I kicked off that set with Oomph, Agonauf. Valerie is joining me to bring you guys some sex facts. So, we're going to start off here with her. So, Valerie, take it.
Hey, alright. Well, our first fact is going to be that the best medicine from the 19th century would bring you, according to the Museum of Sex, the vibrator was originally used as a medicinal treatment for female hysteria during the 19th century. The vibrator-induced orgasms helped doctors dissipate hysteria's anti-anxiety-related symptoms.
Semen contains zinc and calcium, both of which are proven to prevent tooth decay. So girls, give your guys some more blowjobs.
The Ionic Rabbit is renowned for two things: excellent results and an odd smiley face on its tip. Women's Health tells us that the smiley face was actually a result of a conservative Japanese custom. Apparently, Japanese consumers frown upon the production of sex toys that too closely resemble, basically, the penis. So, they threw a smiley face on the end.
The average size of a guy's erect penis is 5 inches. The average size of a flaccid one measures up to about 3 inches.
While this fact is neither entertaining nor humorous, it's shocking to note that homosexuality remained on the American Psychiatric Association's list of mental illness until 1973.
Today, the government issues Support Our Troops paraphernalia. However, government-issued brochures and videos featured a slightly different slogan during World War II. Don't forget, put it on before you put it in. During the Second World War, many soldiers returned home with venereal diseases, costing the government millions of dollars in medical expenses. But in recent news, the military is lifting the Don't Ask, Don't Tell rule to make homosexuality more accepted.
Everyone, ladies and gentlemen, do you hate the gym? Well, you'd burn about 200 calories during 30 minutes of active sex. That is, not just lying there, you gotta get into it. And, for our teasing quote, burlesque costumes are the epitome of sexy. Think Dita Von Teese and lingerie. However, a few centuries ago, the outfits had a slightly different purpose. According to the Museum of Sex, Merkins, the bottom half of the burlesque costumes were originally created as pubic wigs for the 15th century prostitutes. The designs helped hide pubic lice and syphilis symptoms. Make sure to share this information for your boyfriend the next time he heads to Vegas with the boys.
In Hong Kong, adulterous husbands get more than a steep monthly alimony payment. A betrayed wife is legally allowed to kill her husband if he cheats on her, but she may only do so with her bare hands.
And finally, the sale of sex toys and vibrators are banned in Alabama and Mississippi. Whatever happened to Southern Comfort?
And these all come from SheckKnowsLove.com. Let's see here. Also, I want to point out, or actually thank, Vin Chaotic from Normality for plugging my show on his earlier this week. Also, if you could, go subscribe to his show, as you subscribe to mine, and go subscribe to Razorblade Dance Floor, and that is hosted by Chrome Skin Jesus. And what we're going to do now is I'm going to play a few songs by our featured band this week, The Rosmus. Hope you guys enjoy.
Oh, dumped you again. Don't understand. It's happened before. Can't take it no more. This foolish game, always end up in confusion. I'll take you back just to leave you once again. I died in my dreams. What's that supposed to mean?
We ran through the graveyard to catch the live for love.
Alright, and that was Live Forever by Erasmus. That was Erasmus' block of songs. I figured I'd give you four songs there. Before Live Forever was Funeral Song. Before that, Living in a World Without You. And we opened up with Guilty. I want to make a correction before. It's not Sheck Knows Love, .com that was from. It was actually She Knows Love. But, you know, you screw up from time to time, and that's what happens. But one thing I'm not going to screw up is going to be my MySpace for this show. That's myspace.com/nocturnal_noise. And I, of course, am Shadowed, and here we are again with Valerie.
Hello. All right. Now, here we have some bizarre sex laws from davesdaily.com. The penalty for masturbation in Indonesia is decapitation. Ouch. You know, some men would be going around headless these days. There are men in Guam whose full-time job, get this, is to travel the virgins, who pay them for the privilege of having sex for the first time. Now, the reason for this is under Guam law, it is expressly forbidden for virgins to marry. That's a bit ass-backwards if you ask me. In Maryland, it is illegal to sell condoms from vending machines, with one exception. They may be sold or dispensed from a vending machine only in places where alcoholic beverages are sold on the premises. Alcohol, condoms, you get the idea. In Cali, Colombia, a woman may only have sex with her husband. And the first time this happens, her mother must be there as a witness. Alright, now from our next site, hometownmotocross.com, we have a few random facts.
In India, it is cheaper to have sex with a prostitute than it is to buy a condom. The average number of erections per day for a man is 11. In the U.S., there is, on average, 3 sex change operations per day.
That's pretty sick. Sex burns 360 calories per hour, active sex again. More than 11,000 people are injured every year trying out new sexual positions.
Ouch.
Every time people kiss, more than 270 types of bacteria are re-exchanged.
A man's ejaculation travels at a speed of 27 miles per hour. That's faster than some speed limits. Impotence is grounds for divorce in 24 states in the U.S.
Women, you must have.
Hockey is archaic slang for semen.
The largest known penis to mankind was measured at 13.5 inches erect. That's a lot of meat.
And the oldest virgin is rumored to be Sir Isaac Newton, who died a virgin at the age of 85.
Now, we did say rumored, but if you have looked at him lately, I wouldn't put it past him. So, let's go to our Guinness World Record.
First, I want to say, you mentioned in the impotence one, you know, having sex with their husbands. I think they try, because impotence is when the guy can't get it up, so they should lose weight first, maybe? Or, I don't know, that was uncalled for. But yeah, I mean, not only women have sex with your guys, but guys, get it up for your women. Or else they could file for divorce.
They have Viagra. It is available.
Use it. Not that we're plugging it or anything, but... Alright. Here we go. In 1999, Guinness World Records declared Norma as having the biggest natural breasts in the world, and also the owner of the largest bra. Her last name was Stitz, by the way. It's funny she has tits in her name. Her bra size was 48V. Each tit weighed 28 pounds, and she weighed 270. Since then, her tits have grown up to 72ZZZ. And she tops the scale at 345 pounds. And guys, the results are in, and we are quick. 75% of all males reach orgasm within 2 minutes of penetration.
Girls, unfortunately, that means that three quarters of the male world will leave you unsatisfied and frustrated. Get used to it.
Well, we're going to end with another batch of songs. Actually, I'm not going to end just yet. Just going to throw some more stuff on here for you. And this actually is going to be decided by Val. So whatever it is she chooses, I hope you enjoy.
becomes a lie. A choice Cassandra's bittersweet. No one hears Cassandra cry. We'll be right back.
says I am the key. I am synapses firing bullets from the heart. I'm the world's mystique. I am the words you speak. I am language. I am the hidden memories that you seek. I am the sun before you see me rise. I burn still when you close your eyes. I am the soul that never dies when flesh is weak. I'm inside of you, in spite of you, with strength and sacred grace. But for all you do, I'll carry you from this bitter place. I am inside of you, in spite of you, with strength and sacred grace. But for all you do, I'll carry you from this bitter place.
Oh yeah.
Typo Negative with Love You to Death. Good song. Thou Shalt Not was before that with Inside of You, In Spite of You. Before that was Bless the Child by Nightwish. And opening up the set, chosen by Valerie, was Cassandra by the Cruise Shadows. Now I'm going to go on a little rant here and just give a little bit of a personal opinion. This is going to deal with, you know, downloading music. I'm kind of on the fence for it, because I have and I do download music. You know, I find an artist I like, I want to hear more of their stuff, and I'll download, you know, quite a bit of songs. And some people aren't for us, some people are like, you should support the artist, and they're right. But also, I do. I go to shows, I will buy newer CDs, you know, I'll go to a show, I'll see them there, I'll buy their newest album. I did that actually with Ice Cantalia recently. Actually, I don't even have any of their songs downloaded, you know, truth be told. You know, one of the artists who I did download when I first discovered them would be, well, even Cruise Shadows and Voltaire. Voltaire, I've been to three of his shows. Cruise Shadows, I've been to one of theirs. Tried to attend two other ones. Actually, I'd seen Cruise Shadows with Voltaire the first time I'd seen Voltaire. Furthermore, I mean, they have an event called Dracula's Ball every couple of months down in Philly. If you are in the area, Philly, Jersey area, you know, go check that out when it's around, when it happens. A lot of great artists there I've seen. I've seen a bunch of artists, everything from Anders Manga to Carfax Abbey, you know? A lot of good bands play there. But as far as downloading songs go, support the artist. What I'm doing here, this is my way. I mean, I'm not doing this for me. I make no money from this. This is just, you know, time. I could be doing something else. I could, it doesn't matter what I'm doing, you know? I could be doing nothing. I could be watching TV. But this is my way of giving back to the artist and getting them out there, helping them be even more discovered by a more wide audience. You know, that's what I feel I should do. I mean, I don't know how you guys would personally feel about downloading songs, and I try not to, but I mean, you know, it goes to the old saying, you know, why buy the cow when you get the milk for free? You know, why buy gallons of bottled water when you could turn on a faucet? You know, the media and way things are presented to the public is changing. You don't need to leave your house to do anything anymore. You don't even need to leave your chair unless it's to shit or piss. You know, you could have a microwave right next to you. There's TV dinners, which have been around for a while, but you can shop online, you can watch TV online, you can watch movies online. You know, and that's why we are lazy as we are, you know, because everything is at, the entire world is at our fingertips. I'm going to go online and buy tickets for a HIM concert as soon as I'm done with this podcast. Don't need to go to no box office. All I need to do is just click in a few buttons, push in a few numbers, and my tickets will be in the mail in a few days. So, but this is my way of giving back to the artist. You guys should support the artist every opportunity you can. If you download music especially, support them even more. Buy and if you download their discography or whatever, next album that comes out, buy that one. If they're in the area, go to their show. Buy a t-shirt. You know, get an autograph or whatever. Do what you need to do to give money back to the artist, because me, like I said, this isn't my job, but for a lot of them, that's their job. So, what I'm going to do now is probably ending up closing out the show with The Dream Side, featuring Rogue, Open Your Eyes is the name of the song. But I just want to put that out there and let you guys know how I feel about that. So until next time, this is Shadowed, and this is also Nocturnal Noise. And one more thing I want you to add. For those of you who are subscribed, and who are on my MySpace, and who are listening, or anyone who's listening, contact me, let me know what you think of the show. Feedback's always appreciated. Let me know how you can hear me. You know, any suggestions, ideas. I currently use Sony Acid Pro for my show, for making it. I heard Audacity's pretty good. I know my microphone volume isn't the best. It could be the microphone and the fact that it's an $8 Walmart microphone, but it gets the job done. But if you really can't hear me or have that hard of a time hearing me, please, by all means, let me know. I will do what I can to, you know, correct this problem as quickly as possible. This is only the second show. There are many more to come, and a lot of time for improvement. Also, if you have any requests, please send them to the MySpace as well, and I will get those songs and artists on the show as quickly as possible. So, here I am, and here I go. Once again, I leave you with The Dream Side featuring Rogue with Open Your Eyes. We'll be right back.
your eyes now, my love. Open your eyes now, my love. Open your eyes now, my love.
Open your eyes.